Yeah, it, well, I think, what was it here? Was it 91, the flood in May?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it was 91.
It was all due just to rainfall. But mm-hmm. yeah, our place there where the state ditch starts, we've got a triangle field back there that we don't have a levee on, and it'll flood up on it. Mm-hmm. But when the water goes down, it'll drain off from it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, in fact, 1 year before they built the high, got the county road built up, the water flooded up enough so that it came out and just came to the point of the road. It was built up just a little bit, just enough so it didn't go on farther north. That was probably the, let's see, that would have been, maybe that was the 48 flood.
Yeah, because 48 was when Catherine Creek, you know, flooded Union, downtown
yeah.
Union there.
I think that must have been 48. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that piece out back, that triangle 40 back there at that time. I didn't get that until about 66. That's when Beezing's sold out there, and Willie Hammond bought some Beezing ground, and Claude Anson bought some Beezing ground, and happened to be this 40-acre triangle that was across the river ditch from them. I don't know whether to call it the Grand Round River or the State Ditch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call it, it's a State Ditch here. The Grand Round River is still the old chattel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know when they ever changed that. Mm-hmm. Probably never changes, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
Geological department won't
yeah.
recognize it.
Depends who's doing it, I think.
Yeah, we get, and then our other place, part of the Century Farm over there, well, we get it off of Catherine Creek. We're not on Catherine Creek. There's land in between us, but if their levees leak or anything, why it
comes over
on us. And, yeah, so it, yeah, it flooded last year.
Well, the Corps of Engineers, they had that aerial flight, was that February, I think, of 96, that they flew that when, you know, all that water came down and flooded along the river, you know, the ditch there.
And, okay, it breaks out over on Willie's side, and that's when it really floods that country. Mm-hmm. It really tries to go the old way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there's a lot of old slough areas.
Well, I was going to say, you know, on that old channel, on their aerial photographs, I got a hold of those and looked at them, and all the old route of the Grand Ronde there, down where what Pierce Slough and Wright Slough come in, all those are filled full of water where it was in that old channel.
Yeah.
You know, the backwater in there.
So. Well, the floodwaters will break out over the bank just above Pierce Lane Bridge and come out into the fields, and then it'll come across country, clear down to our place, and go back into the into the state.
Come back in again.
So, yeah, that.
Try to take a new channel through there.
So you can imagine what this valley used to do.
Oh yeah.
It. Probably had very little channeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like down there in Ladd Creek, you can't really see a channel. It looked like, you know, all that was probably just marshland where,
yeah.
you know, it just, unless it was covered up, it just,
yeah.
You lose the channels in some of that.
Yeah.
You just kind of flat down. But that's what's nice area of photographs. You can see, you know, a lot of that, just that stuff has gone all over, changed channels all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it,
just trying to trace that on the ground is impossible.
Yeah, and a fella can obliterate a lot of things that where it wasn't too great in the first place.
Why? Oh yeah,
they really blended out of there. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing. well, I flew in the service, and whenever I changed stations, I could hardly wait to get up in the air, because once I was up in the air, I could locate where I transferred from the East Coast to the West Coast and down at Los Angeles area there. Got up in the air and flew over that country. I could pick out the roads, whether to go to the museum over here or whatnot. Get in the car and I could just drive right to it.
takes out a whole new perspective when you get up and look out on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if somebody financed it, I'd go fly.
Yeah, it just gets a little pricey.
I can't think of any major projects. You know, they just kind of did little projects here and there. I was out there on Davis's ground. They had patches of brush out there. Then they'd make a clearing through the middle of it for the cattle to get in there out of the weather. I know I almost got that cat dozer. I got down over the bank in one of those sloughs, and I got out, but I don't know why. I don't remember what I was doing, whether I was pushing some brush down into a slough. Or
do you know, Bud, on the that lower Davis Dam, when that was built, was that when you were around, or was that before?
No, I really don't know. I suppose Sherman Hawkins knows.
Yeah. Because the two dams there, you know, I used to read about the upper dam, then later on the lower dam, which was a barrier until they put the fish ladder right
there. Refer to one as being the Woodruff Dam?
I don't know. I never picked that up. I always just heard it as the Davis, upper and lower Davis Dam, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. In fact, I only know of the one dam there.
The upper dam, of course, backs the water up, you know, over the, or under the highway there, where Hot Lake to Union, you know, pond is right in there. And then it's, I'm guessing, but maybe a mile downstream or something, there's another dam in there that they call the Lower Davis Dam. But I never saw anything, you know, like when that was constructed. But it's, it doesn't look like, just from the aerial photographs, like it's a big backwater pond, but they do back it up. It's probably for maybe irrigation ditch, you know, where they back it up where they take off.
It seems to me like they did some, rebuilt a dam or something. I think Cooper was doing that. Instigated him.
Yeah.
Working on it. So that would have had to been, or maybe they were just modifying it, I don't know.
Well, I knew it had some problem with getting fish up to there, and I guess from what I've heard, talked to different people, they, you know, work that fish ladder where, so it wasn't much of a barrier, you know, for the fish to get up there.
Yeah, Sherman is, I know, is involved in that.
Yeah.
And then may have been earlier, and I think they've modified it recently, too.
What about fish out your way, Bud, as far as the salmon or steelhead or anything else population?
Well, the fishermen, my neighbors were all fishermen. I was never a fisherman, but they indicated to me that, well, they never spoke of salmon. Steelhead, they said, when they hit that mud bottom channel, said the fish just swims right through.
Go right straight through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it was great carp country.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any carp. Of course, I haven't been out in the field there along the river like I used to when I was irrigating it myself, hand packing and running the pumps. But it, Sherman says over there, he says that he doesn't see the carp that they used to see. He thinks it's wastewater from the sewer union taken care of. Maybe. And we've got some potholes out in the river out there, and I don't know whether it's a spring source. Because Rob, my neighbor, says he can pump water out there that won't change the level below.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's evidently some feeders.
Yeah. Well, it's like I think Bill Howell or someone is trying to, you know, he about drain it dry up here in the Grand, and then but down below, you know, it'll pick back up again. So there's got to be some feeders coming someplace to fill that back in.
We got some river gauges in there now. Mm-hmm. We got a good one up the river now.
Oh, yeah.
Good location. And they got one out, let's see, out of Embler. They had got down to 1 second foot. This year. And they got a gate down at Reinhardt now, too, on the new bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I guess it isn't. The channel itself isn't really a good location for a gauge, but at least we got one.
Yeah.
So we're going to have better recordings.
Have some records on, you know.
What we've had in the past. And I used to call up and get the recording on this old one that they got up here, but I can't do it on the new one they got. It types it out, but I have to find out later.
Oh.
I like to correlate the weather, you know, the temperature, along with the river flow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you can't just take one thing and gauge everything else by that.
Yeah. Well, it's a massive, you know, when you start looking at all the cause and effects, there's a lot of things to consider there.
Yeah. But it's kind of fun to be sitting in on a conversation and listen to some of these fellas talking about well, I had a neighbor that could virtual wall thing, it could tell you what conditions were such and such at that.
You know, kind of keyed in a little bit. Like I said, like a massive jigsaw puzzle, trying to put all the parts and pieces together.
Well, I get to thinking about it. The district had a couple of 6-foot rovers. And they undoubtedly did more levee work than all of you have indicated.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was going through the records some time ago and pulling out the high point, there's a lot of difference in how people keep records.
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
They didn't always say what they put the hours in doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like Dunham Wright's book, Short on Dates.
Oh, is it? Because I haven't seen it. I knew they got it out, but I hadn't seen the book there.
Mm-hmm. I've got the original book that Frank Jasper went up and took records from, and then they made this other book out of that.
Oh,
book.
I'll be darned. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, neat. Mm-hmm.
But it's Yeah, it's interesting, but it, you have to have another resource to actually come up with dates, put it in line.
Because that's what I've been trying to do is go back, you know, through, for what time permits, you know, and get those dates and cross-check them to try and get them as accurate as we can. You know, of course, that's never-ending. I mean, if you really get into it, you should go back and all the county records and that, but just for the project, there's not enough hours in the day to go that deep into it, but there's probably a lot of that.
Have you looked at the history book in at the library, the big history book?
Union County?
In the back room.
Well, is that the Union County history you're talking about, or...?
Could be. It's been a long time since I was back in there.
Because there's a Union Wallowa County, you know, history that they had done. That
they won't let you check the busy thing out.
No, no. You got to, you know, just look at it there in the library.
And they got more than one copy there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And I didn't, I don't know. I was just looking for evidently one thing and, well, I guess it was the state ditch.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to get back to see what all that was in there.
Because that, a lot of those, of course, they were more oriented to the families, you know, and personal history like there, and not so much about what went on, you know, activities, unfortunately.
That's what it was?
Yeah, well, a lot of it. They don't get in real in-depth, you know, and that's real unfortunate place to put that. They were more interested. And I think what those were, the... you know, to finance them. They went around and basically sold people, you know, say, hey, for this much money, we'll include you into the book, you know, type of thing. And so forth. Yeah, I think that's how they paid for those books compared to putting out a book, just a history that, you know, you try to finance it that way, that they're kind of self-paid for before they did them.
What kind of source do you have for upstream?
Well, there's, of course, with the mining up there in Baker, the geological department, they've got the whole record of all the mines up there, and there's combination between letters and people's remembrances. They've got some of that in their newspaper articles, and then some of the, you know, the record forms and made like that. So that tied together, you know, pretty good on there. And then, oh, during the logging years, you had the Upper Grand Ronde, was all, well, from Stumptown up here at Perry, went from there to the Grand Ronde Lumber Company, their records, where they were logging, you know, running logs down the river. Then Mount Emily took over, you know, and they bought them out. And then from them to Val Sats and Boise Cascade. So some of that, of course, from 55, I, you know, was been staying here, been here all that time. Yeah. So I can verify, you know, some of that I've kept track of, and then trying to go back in the records of
Seth Thomas was raised at Starkey.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
On that McCoy Creek. The house is still there, the little cabin thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he was raised in there. He lives out there, Island City.
Oh.
On the city council.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's Harry Thomas.
Harry Thomas.
I call him Seth. That's right.
But that's where the Dealey Road came through. You know, the old wagon stagecoach route came right through there. And so, you know, again, by picking up the old maps and, you know, start putting all that together, it starts pulling together a little bit.
So I was just kind of relying on him as far as the river up there. Because he used to ride horse up the channel before they put the river up, or the road up the river.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, he had a pretty good, and he's a fisherman, so he had pretty good remembrance. Well, in fact, there's another fellow there, Ed Robertson, was raised up there too. So they're my age, so.
Oh, yeah, be some good sources.
Yeah. Well, at least they're alive.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's
were.
It. They're,
they were this morning.
It got a few far between it. Anymore. It lost somebody, you know, that had that first hand knowledge. That I said, unfortunately, it wasn't done maybe 25, 50 years ago. It would have been the ideal time to, you know, try and.
Well, as a kid, he used to bays bring their horses over and put them up there. They came by his place, the old stock trailer. Mm-hmm. He used to jump on a horse and go on, help him up there. On up to the meadows. So I don't know what all history he has.
That'd be some other sources to try and, because like I said, a lot of times you get little bits and pieces, you know, start filling in some holes.
It's real
helpful. But.
And see, another fellow, a good source, is this Winnie. Who was it? Winnie Tall?
Oh, Winnie, yeah. They just passed
died?
Away here, yeah,
yeah.
Just last week.
Good
yeah.
source of material.
Oh, yeah. Because they're with the old
Mount Emily. It's too late now.
Yeah, the old Mount Emily Lumber Company.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were up there. Of course, all those land exchanges with where they took over, you know, all that. I think it was over 100,000 acres went to the Grand Ranger District that used to be the private land. You know, they traded off and logged in there and both the exchange land plus the other land exchanged too. they ground piled a lot of ground out there, you know, for years.
That's about the only source I know of that is available. There's undoubtedly some others still available.
Yeah, the unfortunate part with computers these days, I mean, it's a wonderful source if you use it right, but like you said, like where you salvage the stuff got thrown in the trash can, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're the